This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, there's a young woman who was dying of cervical cancer because where she lives denied her getting the pap smear because she was, quote unquote, too young. As we look at the new pap smear guidelines and the decision, as more insurances are kind of embracing this whole new Obamacare healthcare system we're in, where we're all about saving money and cutting corners and cutting costs, we're cutting care. And do you want your daughters or your sisters or your moms to be dying of cervical cancer just because some insurance company wants to save money? Next, we have apparently a hamburger making robot. This robot could make about 360, I think, hamburgers per hour. I have to look up the rate. I apologize. My computer's, of course, acting up. And our computer is going to be taking over our robots, taking over our jobs. And which jobs could actually be at the highest risk for losing, for causing us to lose our jobs because robots would take over. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how salt injections may help fight cancer, our calorie intake compared to other parts of the world. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's very, very interesting. I receive a lot of emails from employers, people that own businesses, people that manage, saying that one of their causes, that a very huge source of their stress is how to deal with staff and whether they have to fire or not. And firing is obviously something nobody wants to do. And I've been asked ways to fire, what's the best way to fire, how do you live with yourself when you have to fire somebody, how do you deal with the stress of an employee that isn't doing their job. And it's never, never easy. You know, for me, the very first time I had to fire somebody, it was about 15 years ago. And it was somebody who was really doing a real, just real bad job. I mean, really, really bad. And me, I was really, really in that kitten-gloving stage. Now, I'm just direct and to the point. And I realize just ripping the Band-Aid off is sometimes the easiest thing to do. But back then, I unfortunately went the wrong way out. And I was very, very, oh my gosh, I was hugging and crying. And, you know, it was the first time I was a boss. So I sat there and I said, you know, look, I mean, it was probably a 30-minute firing process. It was horrible. However, by the time she left, we were like best friends. I had gotten her another job. She had severance pay. I mean, she was really a real, real bad employee. But I felt so guilty. Okay, first of all, if you are going to be the employer or the manager and you have to fire and you have real good grounds to do that, you are doing nobody a favor keeping them on and prolonging their fate or kitten gloving the situation. Okay? The more truthful you are, the better you're going to be for that employee. You know, I mean, I had to let a provider go. She was really halfway. I mean, you know, had missed a couple pretty serious conditions. Luckily, the patients lived. The patients did fine. But, you know, I'm like, you know, look, you're going to be practicing medicine. And there was a lot of advice you did not want to take, you know, from me. And I understand that. But, you know, I've had this amount of training. And if I could give you any advice, even if you disagree, at least listen and look at your options. Because I would hate for you to have a death on your conscience. You can't live with that. And, you know, whether she appreciated that information or not, you know, I'm like, look, be careful out there. I just didn't want to fire her and have her do the same half-ass crap that she was doing in our clinic. Same thing with we had a nurse that was really doing half-ass stuff, hiding patient labs as they came in and faxes because they didn't want to pull them. You know how you hear cases in work where people would shred things? This happened years ago. And, you know, I sat down and I said, look, you know, nobody hates you. You know, nobody's going to, you know, ruin your chances of ever getting a job. But maybe rethink what job you're interested in. Rethink the job that you want to go to, because in healthcare, you have to always be on top of your game, and you can't let one little lab or something slip by. Patients' lives are at stake. And if you have a lot going on and this isn't something that you really, really dig, you know, maybe, you know, I found your strengths to be X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm like, you're really, really good at customer service. You're really, really good at this. You're just, you know, yeah, half-assed, and you're, you know, unethically hiding people's imported labs, but I didn't say it that way. I said, you have some strengths. Maybe go into that. You know, it's just a suggestion. But, well, you know, will you write me a recommendation? I could write you a recommendation for customer service. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to recommend you from a healthcare perspective because of what happened. I understand that. I understand that. You know, so I always like to give a little bit of motherly advice or some constructive criticism. All right? And you know, let them know they're not failures. Because also, you don't want somebody who you fire to go and kill themselves or something like that. I mean, you know, you want, but the other thing too is, please identify an employee who you would fire early on. All right? Where it gets hard is when you prolonged it. Well, I don't want to fire them because, you know, they need money. They got kids. And then they do such a crappy job that now you're at the year mark and now it comes as a shock to them. You know, we could pretty much early on tell if an employee is not going to work out. We could tell right away if they don't care, if they're, you know, they could be unethical. I mean, we had a nurse going, where's the Valium? Can I order, you should have some Percocet on standby. Can I order some and have it stocked here? And I'm like, wait, what? We figured that out within day two. Usually within the first couple of days, you could start figuring something out. Where it's a big shock is when you have somebody for years who's been stealing from you or has been lying to you. But, you know, honestly, you'd be an idiot not to pick that stuff up. All right? So never easy. Okay, let's get to some medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so are our jobs going to be taken over by robots? Right now we have Alexandros Vardakostas, co-founder of a company called Momentum Machines, that has made a robot that can make 360 burgers an hour, or a burger every 10 seconds, obviously faster than a human. He thinks these robots could mass-produce ready-to-eat burgers, and that these machines will replace fast food workers. Apparently, business news website Xconomy says his device isn't meant to make employees more efficient. It's meant to completely I don't want to say obviate, but obviate them, meaning, you know, substitute, replace. How many people could lose their jobs with this one robot? Well, it depends if companies take this on. From what we understand, these robots can not only, you know, cut the lettuce, cut the produce, etc. It could do it timed such that the food is fresh. You know how a lot of restaurants have to prep ahead of time, and then you have to keep the lettuce and the tomatoes separate, you know, and chilled, etc. Make sure you check your temperatures. Well, some of these robots can actually time it where the slicing doesn't have to happen to the refrigerated fresh fruit until the hamburger has to be made. Right? They say, right now at McDonald's, 4 employees are assigned to make hamburgers. I used to work Jack in the Box, and I used to be on the grill station by myself. However, you did need, yeah, it was pretty easy. You'd flip the burger, you'd put on the bun and get, you know, and I was able to do it by myself, and then, you know, somebody had to wrap it up, etc. These robots are supposed to be able to do all that. One conveyor of the robot carries patties through a gas grill. Another conveyor deposits the tomatoes, onions, lettuce, and pickles on top of, and then the bun. All the ingredients are assembled into the finished burger at the machine's exit chute, which then wraps the finished burger. Oh yeah, I remember getting in trouble for halfway wrapping. My wrapping would be kind of like, I didn't wrap it nice. Or like, come on, you gotta wrap it nice. So I can understand how a robot could probably affect that pretty well. Avar Da Costa says the fast food industry is gonna make a killing by using this hamburger making robots. He thinks it would save fast food companies like McDonald's up to $90,000 per franchise per year, which would be $9 billion throughout the United States. Now, why would something like this even be a threat to us? Oh, it's a threat. It's a threat. Number one is we have the technology. Number two, we are seeing across the nation urges to pay fast food workers more than minimum wage or to raise our minimum wage, which is understandable. These are jobs. These people have families, etc. However, fast food has its name, fast food, and its mark in the economy because they could sell food cheap. All right? If they get to cut labor costs, they get to sell food cheaper. If their labor costs go up, the food isn't cheap anymore. And so rather than they pay $10 to $12 an hour for each one of their employees, it may be a lot more cost effective to get these machines. Now, this wouldn't be the only industry where we could see machines or robots take over. They say there's a lot of different jobs. According to NBC News, they said pharmacists. Already there are, I believe, at UCSF Medical Center, robotic-controlled pharmacy at 2 hospitals. I guess computers tell the robot what to dispense. They will pick, package, and dispense the pills. Okay, would they do a better job than humans? Who makes more mistakes? It could be a possible washout. All right, another one, they say lawyers and paralegals. Woo! Now that, oh boy, you want to know what? I bet the robot has more personality. They say instead of paying an army of lawyers or paralegals to review documents, software that could do the job. Software could do the job, they say, in a fraction of the time. New York Times reported that Blackstone Discovery in Palo Alto, California, provided software that helped analyze 1.5 million documents for less than $100,000. I'd like to see what happens when a robot looks at Obamacare. I bet that robot would just completely implode. They're like, this makes no sense. You know, it gets caught in a loop of more tax dollars. All right. Drivers, now that we are going to be having automated cars, you could be driving down the road right next to these automated taxi cabs, automated truck drivers. Nope, nothing can replace our truck drivers. I love our truckers. But we don't have enough people going into the field. So astronauts, they say through a partnership with General Motors, NASA's RoboKnot 2 is the latest example of Android technology. It has sensors dexterous five-fingered hands. Huh, robots could take the place of husbands. All right, never mind. Doing stuff around the house and, yeah, killing the spiders, I mean. It will initially handle menial jobs such as cleaning the space station and assisting humans in space operations. I wonder how they do that with the astronauts. You get to go out into space. You want to be the one that gets to, take pictures or samples or whatever, and you get stuck cleaning the space station. Yeah, it's like in our office, whoever gets stuck cleaning the kitchen. What did they do wrong? Let me see. They also think that they can have these robots actually do the repairs and perform the scientific work. Store clerks. Right now, this is crazy. I was at a restaurant, and many of you guys have seen this. You could actually order your food through a computer on the table. You look at your menu, so nobody even has to clean the menus anymore. You can look at the menu, you hit the touch screen, which, by the way, is probably dirty because everybody else is touching it, so make sure you wash your hands afterwards. And then you put in the order, and then the food comes to your table, and then you pay your check, so you'd only need runners in the restaurants, because now your bill... And then, of course, when they say pay tip, they automatically put 20%. You're like, but wait a second, I hardly even saw a person. Why am I paying 20% when I didn't get, the service and somebody kind of looking at me funny that I ordered a very, very high caloric food? All right, soldiers. Oh, boy. The Mars, the Modular Advanced Armed Robotics System made by Forrest Miller, has provided armed robots in Iraq. According to the Wired, the robot is equipped with a GPS monitor. It could be programmed to differentiate between fire and no-fire zones, to open doors, and to even drag out injured bodies. I know, we're kind of looking at Terminator. I don't mind the dragging out injured bodies. I think that's great. I always found that very, very frustrating that you had to, try to get one of your injured comrades and dodge fire, not to mention the comrade getting hurt. You just have a robot out there that goes, Wally, goes, picks up your colleague to bring him back. Babysitters. We are going to have babysitters be replaced by robots. Aeon Company, a major Japanese retailer, introduced a 4-foot-tall yellow and white robot at a store back in 2008 whose job was to babysit children while the adults shop. There's also a Hello Kitty robot. There's these robots that actually are playmates. They tell jokes, give quizzes, etc., like a game. Well, already our kids' iPads are acting like they're babysitters. Rescuers, since robots can reach areas in inaccessible places that humans can't, they are already looking at using these robots for rescue-type work. They say sports writers and people in the media, reporters, can you imagine a Dr. Dahlia Show robot? I know. I hope they put some real crazy hair, some big boobies on the robot. I hope they make the big robot beautiful. But, from an employer standpoint, this makes me nervous, because my patients who are working seem to be healthier patients than my unemployed patients. So I want people working. However, look at the environment we're in right now in terms of employees and employer relations. We have employees and employers fighting over their birth control and their health insurance benefits. You have employers, having the control of your health insurance. Employees don't want the control of the health insurance. Employers don't even want to pay for the health insurance, so you have that going on. You have the increasing of the minimum wage and the protests that people in the fast food industry need to be paid more. You have lawsuits, labor violations, wrongful firing. And many employers, they don't want to be employers anymore. I can't tell you how many of my patients said, look, I loved my job. I just didn't want to work with employees. And if you have if they work in a job where you can have computers or you can have robots take over, now you're not dealing with sexual harassment lawsuits, labor violations, wrongful firing suits. And unfortunately, we're having an anti-people type of flavor now going on, and we're supposed to love people. We're supposed to want to work with each other. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they are able to kill cancer cells by using a saline injection. This is some pretty, pretty cool stuff when it comes to cancer research. Scientists at the University of Southampton, right now, they are part of an international team that has helped create a molecule that can kill the disease by carrying sodium and chloride ions into the cells. These are synthetic ion transporters have been created, but this is the first time that you could influx the salt into the cell to trigger its death. They're called synthetic ion transporters, and this could basically help pave the way to brand new anti-cancer drugs, as well as other diseases like cystic fibrosis. Study co-author Professor Philip Gale from the University of Southampton says his work shows how chloride transporters can work with sodium channels in cell membranes to cause an influx of salt into the cell. Remember, with salt, or any sort of ion, okay, you know, cells need to have stability of these ions. Otherwise, you have cell membrane breakdown, you have cell membrane rupture, etc. Also, you want to make sure that the cells don't go through apoptosis too prematurely. This is a programmed cell death. All right, if the cell thinks that it's injured, etc., it'll damage itself, it'll go through cell death so it doesn't damage other cells around there. They say one way of destroying cancer cells is to trigger this self-destruct sequence by changing the ion balance in the cells. When a cell becomes cancerous, usually your body is supposed to find it and destroy it. A lot of times it won't kill itself. However, if you are able to find those cells and trigger it to go into its apoptosis, then that cell will die, won't turn into more cancerous cells. Alright, the only problem is that sometimes these synthetic ion transporters could hurt other natural healthy cells. So that's where it's a little tricky. And I apologize, I don't know if it's coming in the form of a saline solution, but I mean salt, no, don't start eating table salt, by no means. This has nothing to do with table salt. We're just dealing with ion transporters for now. Alright, so unfortunately, there was a lady in England, I believe England, a newlywed, who unfortunately had died because she was denied a pap smear because she didn't, I guess, qualify for one. She was not old enough to get a pap smear, etc., and then she ended up dying of cervical cancer. And she was a newlywed. And, you know, you hear these stories, and we will hear more of these stories as long as the media discusses them and broadcasts them. People now, because of new guidelines, getting missed. And diseases that were screened for on a regular basis, not being screened for anymore. And, you know, we talked about last year, and I think the year before, some of the new current recommendations for cervical cancer screening. A lot of the gynecologists are like, really? Really? And so quickly to review, the task force recommended that if you're between 21 and 65, you could get a pap smear every 3 years. Okay? 3 years, a pap smear. So you're like, yay, woohoo, I could put off a pap smear. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. No, all right, I wouldn't, 3 years? All right, they recommend every 3 years for women age 30 to 65, you can do it every 5 years, as long as you're getting the HPV testing. So a pap smear every 5 years. Now, how long does it take cervical cancer to grow? Luckily, cervical cancer is slow. Cervical cancer grows very, very slow. But my problem is what if you have something a little bit more aggressive? What if you had early cervical cancer that got missed? You know, pap smears aren't always 100%. Have I seen cases of women who didn't get pap smears regularly and unfortunately had some pretty severe cervical cancer? Absolutely. Have I seen people who did pap smears, but because they were screened more frequently, things were able to be caught early? Absolutely. So they say if you are under 21 years old, they are not recommending screening for cervical cancer. They are not recommending pap smears if you are under 21. Now, what if you were sexually active at age 14? There's a lot of 13, 14-year-olds. I even delivered somebody who was 11 at the time. She had gotten pregnant. You have sex when you're 13, 14, and you unfortunately get exposed to HPV. True, most HPV human papillomaviruses will go away and not cause anything, but some high-risk strains could cause cervical cancer. You're 14 years old, and you wait to have a pap smear until you're 21? That's 7 years. And what about talking to these girls? What about talking to the 14-year-old about sex? What about screening them for sexually transmitted diseases? What about talking to them about pregnancy? Well, that should be done by the parents or the school. No. Okay, the doctor also should be involved. Right? You tell a 14-year-old girl that she doesn't need to get checked till she's 21. She doesn't need to go for pap smears. You think she's not going to have sex for 7 years? Really? All right, the task force also recommends against screening for cervical cancer in women older than 65 who has had adequate prior screening and are not otherwise at high risk for cervical cancer. What makes you at high risk for cervical cancer? Having sex. All right, so basically what they're saying is if you're not having sex, you're probably fine. But and if you were screened fairly well prior to the time you weren't having sex. But if you're having sex, and you have no idea if your partner or your husband of how many years could have cheated on you, I would say you could still be at risk. They say the task force recommends against screening for cervical cancer in women who have had a hysterectomy with removal of the cervix and who do not have a history of cervical cancer or carcinoma in situ. When I was in medical school, they taught us still do pap smears on your hysterectomy patients to see if for some reason there was some cervical cancer that had passed and escaped prior to the hysterectomy. So, for example, you get a hysterectomy because of cervical cancer, you should still be getting some paps for some time after that. But what if you had no idea if you had cervical cancer? True, they look at every single piece of that uterus and, you know, and cervix when they take it out of the hysterectomy, but what if something escaped? I have never seen a cervical cancer grow on the vaginal cuff. However, have I picked up vaginal cancer? Yes, I have. So we were taught to still do hysterectomies for at least a few years afterwards. And then after that, we could leave the pap smear up to the patient. However, if they have ovaries, those should still be palpated and watched. And we were still doing rectal exams. We were still looking at the skin, etc. So you didn't have to do the pap smear of the vaginal cuff, but you still had to have some sort of an exam. They say the task force recommends against screening for cervical cancer using HPV testing in women under 30. So no HPV testing when you're under 30, but when you're over 30, to do that. So, you know, when you look at these guidelines, many of you are relieved going, oh, this is awesome. Yeehaw, that's awesome. Now I get to, you know, go for less testing. Hallelujah. It'll be easier on me. Let me just tell you, please, 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 okay, use some caution. You still have ovaries. You still have other issues. There could be infections, etc. If you're sexually active, somebody needs to keep an eye on the area. They do. Okay? And, you know, it's a very difficult area for you to keep an eye on yourself. So, unfortunately, when you hear of this one young woman who died of cervical cancer because where she, I believe it was England. I'm having trouble looking it up at this time. But they weren't screening until they were 25. We are going to see with new guidelines things get missed. Remember, the guidelines aren't designed to save everybody's life. The guidelines are designed to save money and benefits versus risks, that making sure that the benefits outweigh the risks, outweigh the benefits. And so if they could save healthcare dollars, that's great. If it costs a couple lives, for some reason these people don't care because they're not going for 100% life saving. I'm the doctor. I do. I don't want any of my patients to lose their lives. So I'd say take these recommendations kind of with a grain of salt and talk to your doctor and personalize it, individualize it. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. Please make sure you download those. Very easy to listen to the show, even though it plays 24/7. We still want to listen to you and take your calls. If we're not live when you make your call, let us know if we could read the call on air. And the next time we broadcast, we will answer your question. You can call at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. We also have a website, the Dr. Dahlia. DrDahlia.com. That's where we can take your emails. We get tons of emails each day, but I try to answer. Actually, I do answer each and every one. If you don't want it read on air, make sure you say that so you get a private answer back. While I can still do that, I'm doing that. I know there's, you know, some people out there that don't answer everybody's email. I mean, obviously, you're saying you have chest pain. I'm going to say call 911. But I want to respond back because I think it's really cool. As long as you guys keep it clean, okay? You have to keep it clean. We say goodbye to Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall, phenomenal actress, a beautiful, beautiful woman, died at age 89 of a stroke. This has been a very, very kind of, you know, sad few days. Lauren Bacall, Robin Williams. With Robin Williams, you know, a lot of concern that Marin County had done a press release giving kind of some pretty serious details of how they found Robin Williams, apparently wrist marks and you know, the hanging. And you know, it's interesting. I kind of agree with the thought of, or with the you know, what's been said of, you know, if an actor is found dead, let us know that it's not homicide. Okay, let us know that he wasn't killed. I know when you know, we become attached to a celebrity or a politician, or you know somebody, you want to know what happened, you want to know why, because it's scary when one of our own falls. You want to know, you know, and I understand that, but you know, do we deserve privacy in our death? I mean, you know, I have such an image of Robin Williams, a beautiful image, that I don't think that could ever be destroyed. But, you know, many people are upset that the final image of Robin Williams is one that people mentally make of him having hung himself. And, you know, we don't know what was going on in his mind. You know, I know a lot of people are writing, he was a coward. Listen, I'm not a fan of suicide any more than the next person, but we don't know what the situation is. And I do think the family deserves privacy. I believe he should be able to rest in peace and not have people criticize or badmouth him. You know, I heard even on some media outlets, they were already accusing him of coward. And we have absolutely no idea. I mean, suicide is against my religion, so I can understand being against a lot of our religions. It's a bad, bad thing. But, you know, what if he had a reason for it? What if he had a terminal illness that we have no idea? I mean, he did. He looked very, very thin, you know, the last few months. Okay, what if, and he didn't, and he did this not as a coward, but he did this because he felt he was going to be a burden on his family. You don't know. Everybody said, well, he lost a TV show, so maybe he was depressed about that. I know we want to know, and I know we want to figure it out, and we want an answer, but there was no suicide note, meaning there, you know, we don't have an answer, and that's the way he wanted to die. He wanted to die and leave his way. And he did. I hate hearing people say the word cowards you know, criticize or let the man rest in peace. We have no idea what happened. We don't know what his thoughts were. We don't know. And I mean, you know, I've watched enough TV, you know, to know that, you know, some suicides are not suicides, okay? They could be homicides set up. So until we really, really know if we even deserve to know, we just say, may he rest in peace. All right, and remember the good in people. It's a shame. It really is a shame when you see this sort of thing happen, and it hurts the rest of our memories, our image. You know, a lot of us, we don't really put any thought into how we want to be remembered when we leave this earth. And one reason is, you know, because we think we're going to make it happen. You know, I grew up going, you don't think about death, never. Don't talk about it, don't think about it, whatever, it'll happen. So don't think about it. And, I mean, maybe that's a good way, maybe it's a wrong way. You know, I, as a doctor, I've kind of changed my mind about that. I think you should have preparation. You should. You know, I come from a family that never prepared. So there was never life insurance, there was never any burial funds, nothing. So when they died, the family had to scramble. It's kind of wrong. I'm pretty upset that my family did that. Nobody made a will. Nobody. Well, obviously we never had money. That's why we didn't make a will. Nobody had advanced directives. Nobody wanted to. That was the way my family thought. Don't even go there. Don't even think about it, because then it's going to happen, which is stupid. Okay. I think absolutely you have to have planning. You plan a birth. Okay, you know, you plan, make some plans around the birth. You're not going to jinx it. Okay, you need to have some money put aside. You need to have some babysitting plans. You need to buy a car seat, you know, I mean, you know, for the baby to take home. Yeah, God forbid something could happen, unfortunately, but you still plan. Well, same thing. You know, I think it's perfectly fine to make arrangements and leave instructions for your family on how you want things done. I mean, I've already been very, very vocal with my family. They don't like me talking about it, but I'll say, look, God forbid something happens, I want you guys to have a real fun celebration of my life. I don't want a dirgy funeral. I want fun. I want an open bar. No, open bar. You're not going to charge for drinks. Open bar. I want an open bar. I want this. I want this. So Chris Brown's like, you're going to put money away for that one? You know, I want a fun eulogy. You know, this is how I want. You know, I mean, you're allowed to when you're alive. Sure, you have no control over what's going to happen when you do die, but I think you're allowed to do that. Are we allowed to kill ourselves and end our life? In my religion, no. You're not supposed to. In a lot of our religions, no. But that doesn't mean we ridicule somebody who did. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, you celebrate life. That's how I look at things. And it is a shame. You know, is suicide a cop-out? For a lot of people, it is. All right? But again, somebody who's thinking suicide may not be thinking the same logic that we do. And unfortunately, you never can get them back and go, what were you thinking? Some of the people who attempt, they still don't tell you exactly what was going on in their mind. You know? They'll be like, oh, you know, I thought I didn't have any choices. I just decided to end it, whatever. Not a lot of thought. But somebody who really, really plans and executes to a T, you may never know. So may he rest in peace. And Lauren Bacall, phenomenal talent. May she rest in peace. We have some breaking news here. We have a high school football player, unfortunately, has passed away from water intoxication. We're going to probably be talking more about this tomorrow as we get more details. Unfortunately, I believe he's from Georgia. I'm looking this up right now. This is a high school football player. Have been having cramps for a while. Had been working out in the heat. Unfortunately, the brain started to swell. And they believe he died from water intoxication. He was drinking water to help hydrate himself as well as help relieve some of the cramps. Unfortunately, the brain started to swell from hyponatremia. Hyponatremia happens when the salt is too overly diluted from too much water in the body. We'll spend some time talking about how to avoid this type of intoxication. We don't really have any guidelines on how much water you're supposed to drink. Mayo Clinic suggests about eight ounce glasses of fluid a day. Exercise, you have to kind of up it another few cups, depending on how hot it is, how much exercise, weather, humidity, etc. But we're starting to urge more and more Gatorade so you do get your salts back, because if you just replenish with water, that could be dangerous. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.